20 past the hour, Mark Maron in for Cedar. It's gotten kind of exciting. I've had a little bit of an emotional roller coaster on this show, I got to tell you. I don't know where and when it started, but I've had a bit of up and down, and I'm just starting to come out of it now. Later in the show, Army recruiter Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph will talk to us. I've talked to him a few times. He's very candid. He's very real. He doesn't hold his punches. And it's interesting to talk to somebody who's as candid as he is in the military. But right now, some of you might know from the Mark Maron show, she was our entertainment correspondent. She's usually out in Hollywood, but by coincidence, thank God, she's in New York City on business. She's an old hand at entertaining. She works as an international prostitute and is moonlighting as a theater critic for us now. Welcome, Svetlana Maximichusits. Yeah, I know.
I missed you, Marky. And your incompetence. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. So you're in New York.
I am in New York. I had to experience some of the more artistic types, you know, the bohemia. There's so much crap in Hollywood right now. I said, you know what, let me feel people, the real sewage, you know, touch people, not sexually, you know, I have it on an hourly basis, just to smile and say hello.
Oh, sure,
you know,
sure.
Interact with humanity, not an exhaust pipe.
I hear you. So what are you doing here?
I'm here to see some theater. You know, I've been reviewing movies since I was a tot. Uh-huh. You know, I critiqued Uncle Vlad's 16mm footage of potato farming and firing squads.
I think I saw that.
And I was 2 years old. I know you're familiar with his work. He's world-renowned, you know. But there's something magical about theater, you know. And I came here and I asked around. I said, what is the big hit right now? You know?
Uh-huh.
And they said to me, a show called Spring Awakening.
It's a
musical.
Uh-huh.
I said, no way, Mark. I hate musicals. You know, there's the most idiotic invention since spermicidal foam. I mean that, you know. I'd rather see Dick Cheney dancing naked in a top hat than see a musical. But when they said, Svetlana, you'll love it. It's racy. It's about sex. It's cutting edge. I said, okay.
Uh-huh, and how was it?
Well, first of all, it's racy. Are you kidding? Please. You know, you see half a boob and a butt cheek for about 5 seconds.
For theater audience, that's very racy.
Yeah, it's a fantastic butt cheek. You know? But the actor is just a kid. You can't even enjoy it because you feel awkward lusting after a 12-year-old. You know,
I
a 14-year-old, okay.
Yeah,
but only in Ukraine because they look 50.
Okay.
My cousin Evgeny, he's 16. He has balding, hairy chest, beer guts, the whole thing.
Already?
Already. Well, when they're, you know, puberty for them is middle age.
So what happens in this show?
Well, the kid takes his pants off, you know, and I'm looking at audience to see reaction. What do I see? 6,000 homosexuals drooling on themselves. They were so happy, but good for them. Good for them, Mark. I know you'll get more flack, but fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's good outlet. You know, for me, if you're going to say erotic and racy, you have to do more than put a spotlight on a butt cheek. I'm sorry. It's a ripoff.
Yeah. And what was the last show you saw?
Last show I saw actually was, again, something that was purported as racy. It was Blue Room with Nicole Kidman. Remember that show?
I don't know any of these shows.
In a bubble.
Okay. All right. So how was that one?
Well, she was running across stage naked. Another ripoff. She's like a stick figure. She's a sexless hologram with a big light bulb shaped head. You see her head? It's like a light.
I agree
with
you.
This is sexual? Come on. Yeah. Penelope Cruz, this is sexual.
I'll say.
Client.
Yeah.
Client.
Oh, she's a client of yours?
Love her.
Okay.
We had nights of passion and paella like you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
what that woman can do with gazpacho, it's mesmerizing.
I bet.
Mesmerizing.
I hear you.
But back to Spring Awakening.
Right.
I have to tell you, Mark, I did enjoy the music. It's very fun, poppy tunes.
Okay.
You know, some of the singers, you know, I don't like those sterile musical theater voices. It's, you know, they all sound very generic
to me. Yeah.
All have the same training. But one girl, she played a hippie. She had a nice rough voice. Like she was smoking two pecs. You know?
She played a hippie. Hippie?
She played hippie.
Okay.
You know, you're making fun of me.
No,
Hippie.
Yes.
I
didn't know what the word was.
But really angers me, Mark, I have to tell you, is the ticket price, though.
How much?
You have to pay like $200 a ticket or $150 to see a play.
$200?
Well, something like that. You know, clients take me, you know, but for me, the equivalent is 16-hour session, which is, you know, a bazillion dollars. But I said, okay, these Midwesterners, these tourists, they probably save up for 6 years just to see some ugly witches singing about Oz. You know, there's another show about Wizard of Oz. It's called Wicked. It's ridiculous.
Did you see that?
No, I don't. I have to tell you, but capitalism is the devil's omelet, I'm telling you. I don't know what that means. But, you know, you go to a show expecting spectacle, and, you know, you have to, in the spring of, besides the butt cheeks, there's no spectacle. You know, they said some guy, big choreographer, the guy who choreographs the show, no dance numbers.
Right. None?
No dance, none.
But you had a butt cheek.
You had butt cheek, but I want to see dance numbers. Awaken me. You want to spring, awaken me. You know, there's only some little movements that look like the kids were having seizures.
Okay.
It was very awkward modern movement.
All right.
But you know what? All in all, it was fun. You know, maybe they have sequel. You know, maybe with bigger numbers. You know, Spring Awakening 2, Midlife Crisis. Spring Awakening 3, Our Sex Life Is Dead, something like that.
But hopefully, maybe they'll have more exposed skin.
Well, you know what? I want to see more than 6,000 drooling homosexuals, you know, in the freezing theater. You know, I have to, you know, I'm a little bitter because I'll tell you, Mark, there's no room for me. There's no demographic for me in theater. They don't want me.
Russian prostitutes?
And I have nothing against homosexuals. I'm trisexual. You know me, Mark. I would do anything that's mammal. But it's difficult, you know. Yeah. I got so depressed, I went to see a movie afterwards.
Uh-huh. And
what did
you see?
You see Queen?
No, I didn't see it.
Stephen Frears, but Queen Elizabeth.
I hear it's terrific.
It's fantastic. Yeah. She's a client, by the way.
Who is?
Queen Elizabeth. Who's Stephen Frears?
She's a client.
Of course, she has more passion in her little finger than Angelina has in her upper lip. I'm telling you, Mark. I'm telling you. The movie was very well done. You know, the best part was the guy who plays Tony Blair. Yeah. He looks like Tony Blair.
How do you like that? Good casting.
It's so good because, you know, the guy who plays Prince Charles looks like Dan Rather.
They can't have that.
Who is loving life, by the way. I saw him last week. He's loving his new life, Mark. You know, I think he had some work done. I said, Danush, you know, usually when you have orgasm, your forehead crinkles. Now it's not crinkling anymore. But he said, it's just meditation and eating right. I don't buy it.
You think it's Botox or something?
Something's weird. It's like flat as a board. I don't know. But tonight I'm going to see another show.
Okay.
Vertical Hour.
What is that about?
It's with Zed. The string bean actor, Bill Nighy, I don't remember
his
name.
Oh, him, Bill Nighy.
Nighy. And that redhead hottie from Shortcuts.
You know her.
Julianne Moore. Which, you know, Shortcuts was my favorite movie.
It's a great movie.
Who do you think taught Jennifer Jason Leigh that scene, the phone sex scene? Who taught her? Who coached her?
You?
Of course I did.
Oh,
I
my God. Devil.
Why am I so popular?
How do you know that?
Of course, I would do it now, but it's inappropriate.
Okay.
How do you think Arnie survived his election campaign? Was I away on vacation in St. Bart's with that slimy French client? 18-minute sessions, Mark.
Me and Arnie
couldn't get in. I would never gone anywhere without me.
I imagine that it's always shorter session with Arnie.
It's like 16 small mini sessions. He never paid me for that conference call either. I'm very upset. Anyway, Mark, I have to go. I have to buy some proper clothing. Apparently, the pink jumpsuit was not a big hit.
Well, it's great seeing you, Svetlana.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much for being here.
So happy to be here.
We will be back in just a second to talk about important things. Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph will be here. Svetlana is leaving, and I'm going to tell you who she really is in a second. So stay with us. It's Marin on Cedar, 27 past.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.